Hello. Hi. It's Tit Talk. You're listening to Tit Talk, where we don't talk about tits. At least not necessarily. We will one day. Don't worry about it. It's gonna happen. Anyways, welcome. Hi, how are you? Good. Great. Did I just answer my own question? I think I did. Anyways, welcome. It is a day. I don't know what day it is, but it is a day, and it is bloody freezing outside. It is so cold. Like, it's not okay how cold it is. It's like -8 degrees right now, and it's been like -15, and it hasn't been this cold in 11 years in Denmark, and I am livid because my the window in my bedroom is not insulated. What do you call it? Basically, a bunch of cold air is just pulsing through it 24/7, which means I am freezing. But that's okay, because I made soup and I'm drinking cold Pepsi. It's that the cold Pepsi part doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense since I'm addicted to it, but it doesn't make sense because I'm cold. Regardless, I made soup. And when I say made, I mean I heated up soup that was already made. But who am I to try and be a soup connoisseur and make it from scratch? You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that? Not me, not I, not this bitch. Anyways, welcome. We're nearing the end of the year, which is crazy to me, and I don't understand it. Do you understand it? What is even time? Oh god. This is gonna be a weird one, y'all. No, but what even is time? Because did you know that in a week, we're gonna have to do that annoying thing when we write 2021, we're gonna have to, instead of 21, we're gonna have to write 22, and we're all gonna do a 1, and then fix it to a 2, but you can't really fix 1 to a 2, because it's still gonna, then there's just a 1 in the middle of the 2. Ugh, it's gonna be a whole thing, y'all. It's so annoying. It's okay. I hope everyone had a nice Christmas, if you're celebrating. If you're not, like me, I hope you had a nice day, or days. If you're celebrating something else, I hope that went well. You know, I hope you had a nice December. I feel like December kind of flew by, and also it didn't. It's been like 2 months in 1 month, because I had exams. But luckily I'm done with those. Now I'm just waiting to hear if my bachelor thesis passed or not. I'm not nervous, don't worry about it. I am nervous, because I don't want to have to go through that again, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was already a lot, and I don't want to have to do it all again. So, let's just hope and pray that, I don't have to. But yeah, what's happening? What's going on with y'all? I know you can't answer me, because it's a podcast, and that's not the format. But, just answer within yourselves. How are you doing? On a scale from 1 to 10, where you at right now, how's it feeling? How's it feeling being you? And if it's too dark of a feeling, don't feel it. Just ignore it. We'll feel it in the new year. You know, let's just get through this last week, you know, of what I like to call 2020 2.0. Because that's what 2021 has felt like, to be honest. But yeah, we're nearing the end. It's an end of an era. It's not. It's just the end of a year. And I've been thinking. Oh, have I been thinking? I have. I've been thinking about what to do. Well, I think about that every single second of the day. And the answer I come up with is always, I don't know, or go to bed. But I was thinking, what should I talk about? Let's make an episode. Let's talk about things. Let's talk it up. Let's tit talk, shit talk, chit chat, tit tack. I don't, you know. and I thought, let's just talk about Romeo and Juliet. You know, let's just dive right into Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. That's been on my mind for many years. The thing is, so I'm an English student. And I love English literature. I'm not really much for grammar. Also because whenever I have to say grammar, it always sounds like I'm saying grandma. But I'm not. I mean grammatics. Grammatics? Is that how you say it? I should know, shouldn't I? Anyways, I like literature in English class and in the English studies. And I've always hated Shakespeare. I think he is over fucking rated. But at the same time, I love Shakespeare. It's a very love-hate relationship. And I think it's a very common thing for an English lit student, you know? Lit being literature, but shortened, because I hate saying literature. And also, it sounds like I'm lit. God. I am lame, is what I am. No, but Shakespeare, my man. I don't know what he was out doing. He was doing a lot of things. He was mainly hooking up with a lot of guys. Let's be honest. Shakespeare was gay. Hella gay. And if you think otherwise, you're fooling yourself. And you're probably gay yourself. So you're welcome. New identity, new sexuality. Welcome to 2022 in a week. Here we go. No, but Romeo and Juliet really fucked me over. Because I used to live in France when I was a kid. And when we were living there, my parents took me to a musical called Romeo and Juliet. Well, it was called it in French, but I'm not gonna try and pronounce it. And it was a musical of Romeo and Juliet in French. And it was like 3 hours. And I was maybe like four. Like four or five. Probably four. And I remember it so vividly, and it has just sort of put me it has created an illusion of love in my mind. And here I am 20 years later, and I still got no fucking clue. So, if you don't know the story of Romeo and Juliet, where have you been? Have you been living under a rock? Because if you have, then you're Patrick the Star, and that's kind of cool. So, like, respect to that. But if you don't know the story of Romeo and Juliet, let me just quickly sum it up. Basically, it's I think the original story, we have two very, very young people. I think Juliet is supposed to be 14 and Romeo is probably supposed to be 17, which is already gross. And they're from like rivaling families, and they meet once and then they fall in love immediately and they want to run away together. People die in the show. When I say show, I mean play. They die in the play and they want to get married. But they have to sneak off to get married. And basically, they end up, Juliet ends up taking this, like, potion to make it seem like she's dead, because then she can fake her own death, and then she can run away with Romeo and live happily ever after. The only thing is, she doesn't tell Romeo that, and Romeo then finds her dead, presumably, and then he kills himself because he can't live in a world where his true love is not alive, and then she wakes up a little bit later, next to Romeo, who's dead. And then she can't live with she can't live in a world where her true love is dead, so she then kills herself. And so basically, it's about just very over-dramatic, toxic love. Also between people who shouldn't be even in love to begin with because of age differences. Anyways, it sounds horrible, and it is, but it also isn't. Romeo and Juliet, to me, is beautiful, and the thing is, whenever I talk about it with people, I usually get ridiculed and I understand it, and I know that it's not a healthy way of looking at love, but tell that to 4-year-old me, who thought that that's what love is. And, like, if I really psychoanalyze myself, it makes a lot of sense why my relationships with people have been the way they have, because that's what I thought it was supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to be this dramatic all or nothing kind of thing, and it doesn't have to be. Like, it has to be this, if you don't take a bullet for me, do you really love me? And that's toxic as shit, and I know that. But in the back of my mind, there's still like a light flashing saying, but that's true love, but that's true love. And I know it's not. Listen, I am aware. It's probably also one of the many reasons why I'm still single. Although I hate saying that, because who the fuck cares? I don't think love is all that matters in this life. And I know we like to think that. I know that society has made it into being that. But it's not about finding your true love or romantic partner or whatever the fuck they're trying to sell you. It's whatever you make it. If your life, if what gives it meaning to you is to find a romantic partner and live a life with them, go for it, you know? All to you. That's great. If it's not, all to you. Go for it. You know, that's also great. Like, I don't believe that love is all that matters at all. And yet, at the same time, I think that love is supposed to feel like it feels for Romeo and Juliet. And if it doesn't even come close to that, then I don't think it's real love. And I also am aware that that's not good. It's such a complex, stupid thing. And it really shows that you need to be careful what you show your kids when they're young. Because kids are very impressionable. And boy, did I take impression of Romeo and Juliet. Like, I always come back to it. I always come back to... because I have ADHD, so I don't have emotional regulation. So my emotions are either non-existent or, like, over the top and incredible and... or horrifying and, like, just too intense. They go off the charge. And so I can't help but think that if I don't feel that intensity and spark... And we're questioning whether things are love or not, then I'm like, well, then it's not love. Because it's supposed to feel all these things. Because that's what I've been told. And because I have ADHD and my emotional regulation sucks, I'm like, it has to, you know, set, like, it has to light things up. It has to be impactful, intense. But it shouldn't. Like, at the same time, my rational brain, which is not very large, but it's there, is saying to me that no, it's not supposed to be this intense, like, all or nothing kind of thing, because that's not realistic. You know, that's what we read about and we watch in movies, but it's not real life. Because it's not sustainable. Because at one point, you know, the normal everyday life is gonna come and it's gonna sort of ruin that flame and that intensity and that fire. Because it's not supposed to be burning in that way, because otherwise we'll just burn the house down, I guess. But it's so hard to tell my brain that, because of the beauty I find in Romeo and Juliet and in Shakespeare's writing about love. And I guess that really does just make me a fucking literature nerd. I never thought I was gonna be that person, but I am. And I guess that's okay. But yeah, I think it's also like, I think there's also like a, just a whole being queer and trying to figure all that shit out. Like, it's a lot easier to just say to yourself that it has to be this epic thing or nothing at all, because that saves you from all the heartbreak and the difficulty of figuring out how to date when you're queer. Because that shit's difficult. And like, yeah, I don't know. Because like, let's take Hamlet, for example, as well. Another Shakespearean play. Where basically all that, basically anything that is of value normally to people when they read Hamlet is reading into the love story between Hamlet and Ophelia. And so many people have interpreted Ophelia's journey and story in so many different ways. Like, it's been continued to become her own, like, thing after the Hamlet play. But when I was reading it, which is a lie because I was watching the movie, but technically I was reading it because they said every single line in the movie because it was like 4 hours long. It was stupid. But when I was watching the play, my queer heart couldn't help but notice how it seems like Hamlet and Horatio was in love, like were in love. And especially Horatio was in love with Hamlet. And I do believe that Hamlet was in love with Horatio too, but I definitely know for sure that Horatio was in love with Hamlet. And he would also take a bullet for Hamlet. Like, he would die for that man. He was that in love. And there's like a side of me that's the same side that loves Romeo and Juliet. That's like, oh, but then that's love. Love shows itself in sacrifice and putting the other person before you and wanting to do whatever you can to make them happy. But the thing is, then you're losing yourself completely. And as a Sagittarius, I don't like commitment, and I don't like surrendering myself or submitting myself to another person or whatever. So it's like, it's so fucking conflicting, my god. But I guess that's also what's brilliant about reading Shakespeare. And what's brilliant about reading literature in general, to be honest. And just, yeah. I'm just like, it's so weird to me. Because it's also like, love is such a complex fucking thing. And it's so individual as well. Like, even though that there's like a cis white Western straight perception of love that is very dominant, at least in me growing up, it's been very dominant, and for a lot of people it has been, that is telling us that you're supposed to know to, like, you know, find a partner in your 20s, and you're supposed, and it's supposed to be from the opposite sex, and it's, you're supposed to, you know, get engaged within your 20s, get married, get have kids, move in together, get a car, joint bank accounts, get a dog, all these things. Like, it's a very, like, that's what's been put on every single person growing up, that that's the way it's supposed to be. At least here in, like, the Western part of the world. I must completely admit that I have no idea how it is anywhere else in the world. Because I haven't been anywhere else in the world than Europe. So I don't fucking know. And I, honestly, that would be really interesting to see how they think of it. Because I know that a lot of places, they are so much more progressive and accepting in terms of, and are viewing themselves as equals in such a greater capacity than we in Europe and I guess in the States and stuff are doing. Like, there's places and cultures and tribes that would celebrate if someone was non-binary because that made them special and in a good way, for example. But that's, again, that's a whole other thing, and I don't want to, I'm already sidetracking. But yeah, I don't know. I, like, love is such a weird thing, and especially if you've never, Like, I don't think I've ever been in love, but at the same time, I have no fucking clue how to tell if I have or not. Because I think platonically, I have been in love plenty of times. But romantically, I don't know. And to be honest, I have no idea if I'm even capable of it. Because I don't have an issue thinking of love and understanding the idea of romantic love when it's other people. Well, that's a lie, kind of. It's mainly if it's queer people. If it's straight love, I can't comprehend it. I know that it's a thing, obviously. And this is not to sound degrading of straight love, because of course that's valid and it's there and it's real. But I can't connect to it because I'm not straight. And I think that's also a huge thing growing up queer. It's like, how do I even know if love for me is what I see everywhere else, because everywhere else is the type of love that doesn't interest me, you know? But yeah, I don't know, like, I Shakespeare fucked me up, man. Like, he ruined it for me, because I want to be the Romeo to someone's Juliet, or the Juliet to someone's Romeo. Mainly, I want to be the Romeo to someone's Juliet, because I don't... But that's because I find... which is also an interesting thing. Like, I would rather think myself as a man being in love with a woman, because I can't fathom the idea of me being a woman in love with a man. Which is strange, because I'm non-binary, and I don't identify with either man or a woman. You know, my god, aren't we all complex human beings, and isn't it great? Or don't we just have a time? God fucking damn it. But this musical, it was also beautiful. Like, all the costumes were amazing, and obviously they were singing, and they all had amazing voices. And I think why it's also made such an impression on me still to this day, 20 years later, is because thinking back in my childhood, like, I guess early childhood, the good parts happened in France when I lived there with my family. And that was one of the things that happened, you know? And... yeah. Now, luckily, we have more modern interpretations of Romeo and Juliet, which is good, than the original play. And there's a wonderful film that everyone should watch if they're interested, called Private Romeo, which is, it's a modern interpretation. Like, it's still the same, it's still in Shakespearean language, but it's a modern world. It's on, like, a military base. Or, like, military training camp, I think. And it's between two military men. Who are then Romeo and Juliet. And they fall in love. And it is a beautiful, heartbreaking, wonderful film. And if you're queer, and if you want to watch something queer, that's also kind of English lit, you know, then Private Romeo is the way to go. It's wonderful. And obviously there's the Romeo plus Juliet. Or Romeo plus Julie, I think it's just called. With Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. We all know that. No, not Kate Winslet. Was Kate Winslet in Titanic? Wait, I need to look this up while talking. Because it's actually embarrassing that I don't know. Romeo, oh Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, Leonardo. I don't know. No, it is Claire Danes who's the Juliet. I am so sorry, I was mixing things up. Yes, but there's that Romeo plus Julie, which is also a great movie. I mean, the director, Baz Luhrmann, 10 out of 10. So if you want to watch that, you can do that too. And if you don't give a fucking shit about Shakespeare, that's completely fine too. I understand. Because, you know, it's an intricate thing, Shakespeare. And it's either you hate it or you love it, and I'm both. So there's that. But, yeah. I guess I'm just going to stop now. I'm just going to stop talking now. Because what a mess. What a mess it's been. I don't even know if I said anything of value. I probably didn't. And that's not the point of this anyway, so who cares? But yeah, if you want to talk about Romeo and Juliet, please don't hesitate to DM me on Instagram, because I could talk about it forever, and I could show you clips, and I have the link to the entire musical, the French one, if anyone's ever interested in watching it. Probably not, and I understand, but to me, it is the best thing I've ever seen, which is insane and nerdy and maybe lame, but that's okay. Anyways, this might be the last episode of 2021, and if it is, then I hope you spend the last week of this year in good ways, in both with friends and family and good company, but also with yourself. Try and do some self-reflection. Think about what you want to let go of as we're given this brand new start of by going into a new year. And think of, you know, what you want to do for the new year. What's going to happen? I'm excited to get a fresh start. There's nothing I love more than going into a new year. I think it's a magical thing, which might also sound ridiculous, but hey, that's just the way I feel. So, but yeah, thank you for listening to me ramble on about Shakespeare and love and whatever else I've been talking about. And also, Horatio and Hamlet are gay for each other, and if you think otherwise, you're probably gay too, or you're just lying to yourself or ignorant or something else, but they're gay for each other. And Ophelia is probably a lesbian. So there we go. Everyone's queer. Have a lovely new year. Bye.